friends. It is Saturday. It is May 12th, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the overcast, cold, and gloomy Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I also encourage you to visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net. Also, be sure and click on the button, Your Health Matters. The wonderful person who created that website has put so much work and effort into it, and it really shows, and I hope that you will visit the site and take advantage of all the efforts and the creativity that this person has put into it. I also hope that you will visit woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. I finally, after 3 weeks or more, have my website back up and running. And now most of it was up. I just couldn't update it. But anyway, I actually had to change website hosts to a company that actually has knowledgeable technicians. And I couldn't be happier with the new host, which is also a bit less expensive. And it was just some sort of bug that the other technicians were unable to fix or address. They didn't want to take the time. I don't know. Anyway, it's up and running, and it's easy to update. I'm just really happy about it. I had a family wedding Saturday, and my dear friend, Clint Richardson, subbed for me. I have learned so many life-changing things from Clint. Recently, I also relearned, and regarding weddings, relearned and appreciated, deeply appreciate, something from another dear friend who suggested that people should give actual gifts to the bridal couple rather than cash. And I think that that is applicable to all gifts, whether you're talking about birthdays, Christmas, anniversaries, or whatever. I thought about what she said and valued the truth of her statement. I have a red metal doll trunk that my grandmother on my father's side gave to me for Christmas many decades ago when I was a little kid, a little child. A kid is a goat. I'm not a kid. I was a child. I also have the green jewelry box that she gave to me. My grandmother on my mother's side crocheted a dress for me, various shades of lavender. And I wore that as an infant. I still have that dress. I still have that red trunk. I still have that green jewelry box. And whenever I look at those items, I think of those people. One of our listeners, Joyce, made me a beautiful shawl that exactly matched some of my favorite clothes. And I was so deeply touched when I received it. And I can point out pieces of glassware and other items in my home and know exactly who gave them to me. While it is easier to just write out a check, gifts chosen or made with love and appreciation are so much more meaningful. So I know it is easier to write out a check. And a lot of people do that for weddings. In fact, I think probably the majority of the people that attended the wedding last Saturday wrote out checks. I've gone through quite a transition in the last little while. And I think it's really important to be open to the opportunities and experiences that you and I continually have. Learn from others. I've been learning things lately that I never expected that I would need or even want to know, such as how to fix a problem with a garbage disposal. My next objective is to change the filter in the furnace, something that I've not done. So there are things that just practical things that we need to learn, putting air in a tire, just practical things. And I also learn a great deal from my guests, and I hope that you do also. I especially learned a lot from Professor Brian Peskin, whose protocols I have adopted. I've also purchased 3 of his books. I've watched a lot of his YouTube videos. And speaking of books, I usually read 4 or 5 books at a time. I have many on my Kindle, maybe 300 or so, and can go from book to book as I desire, depending on my mood and interest. And I love to read. I have been a reader since I was a child. People in the alternative who have alternative viewpoints are often anxious to share what they know with others. However, we can also learn from others who don't have those viewpoints. Neither life nor research is static. Always keep learning. When I was a child, I was not really socialized until I attended school, which I started when I was 6 and a half due to my birth month. I did not attend kindergarten. I spent a lot of time alone, during which I read a lot. I was a bookworm from the time that I could read. I loved school. I even liked the exercises that we did to learn cursive writing. Recently, I learned, among other dumbing down techniques, that school children no longer learn to write in cursive. I think the calculators, while handy, also limit, because of their convenience, the ability of students to know how to add, subtract, and multiply. We all know that there is a methodical dumbing down from such great books as The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Thompson Iserbeit. Even though most of us understand that this is occurring, we sometimes become callous and a bit unprepared to accept the simpler lessons that we may learn, even from those we consider unaware of what is really occurring in the world. As I mentioned, I am in a period of transition right now. Life has changed dramatically for me in the last several months. Some of the changes are good, and some of them have been very difficult. I had a wonderful week. I don't want to get emotional, but this past week has been fabulous. Now, I mentioned in my email to the subscribers that I wanted callers and comments, and you can talk about anything. You can talk about Trump. You can talk about there's so many things going on. Oh my gosh. So please feel free to call in during this first hour, because we don't have a guest. And that telephone number is 800-313-9443. Anyway, I'm not sure I can share this without being emotional. Well, I know I can't. I've had this fabulous week. I spent a lot of time with my daughter. She is a remarkable individual. She's receiving hospice at home. The doctor sent her home from the hospital in late March, saying they could do nothing more for her. And she gets up every day, she gets dressed, she looks as good as she can. She had lost all of her hair, and now it's coming back in. It's a little short stubble. And Thursday, we decided that we were going to the mall. And she dressed up, put makeup on, a hat. The hat matched a pin that she wears over her porch. She's she has to carry her medical equipment that she's plugged into with her. She, darling, she appreciates every day. She is just a remarkable individual who appreciates every day and lives it to the fullest. We had a great time. We just had the most wonderful time at the mall. We went to Mrs. Fields Cookies. We went to Louis Vuitton. We just shared some wonderful, wonderful times. And it was wonderful to do that. And I learned, I'm always learning from Rebecca. And she said, one of the things she said on the way home, and she can't drive, I drove. She's on morphine, and she's on a nausea drug. One of the things that she said on the way back to her house was that she always believed that a personal note to people was very, very important. And we were having such a great time, and we spent longer than we thought we would be spending at the mall, and she inadvertently missed an appointment. And so she thought about it, remembered it on the way back, and she called the company and got their address, and she said, I want to send the personal note to apologize. And she mentioned that she gives her daughters note cards and stationery, and has tried to by example teach them that sending a personal note, a personal message, is such an important thing to do, which goes back to giving gifts. A personal gift or a personal something from the heart is so much more meaningful than so many other things. But I've learned a great deal from Rebecca. She's always been very intuitive, even as a child. And children should outlive their parents. Not going to happen. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. To be open to other people, to be open to experiences, to learn from everyone and every experience that you have, and to treasure the moments that you have with people. And appreciate them, even if they don't think the way that you think, even if they're unaware of what's going on in the world. You can learn from everyone. And so please do be open to that. Okay, so let's take some phone calls and help me get back to where I'm not blubbering here. The number, of course, is 800-313-9443. One of the things that that I have been thinking about with regards to what is going on is the situation in Syria and the situation in Iran. I'm just flabbergasted. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything that Trump does. And I knew who he was and who he was serving from the time that he was elected. I know that there are Trump supporters. There are people who have never been Trump supporters, and those who have. And I am just appalled that he has accepted Netanyahu's version of what is going on in Iran. Now, of course, I didn't like Obama. I'm not... all presidents, every president that we have had since since the beginning has been really placed because of their influence and because of what they own, because of property, because it's really all about the rich raping the earth for its resources. And so when you look at history realistically, which I have attempted to do, then you can certainly see that there are some big problems. Now, I'm not a self-promoter. I try not to be a self-promoter. It makes me very uncomfortable because, well, it just does, because that's just my nature. And so I don't promote my books much. I have written four of them. I also believe, I'm a big believer in timelines. And if you visit my website, which is up and running and updatable, spinkola.com, you'll see the timeline of book 2 and 3, which is a work in progress, which I haven't worked on for a while because I've been working on other things. But I love timelines. It's just really important to me to have a timeline. It's like a roadmap. And I have other links on the website that you might find very interesting. And one of the links on the right-hand side, if you visit the website, is Government Lies. And it's a work in progress. I haven't worked on it very much because I've been transitioning. I've been having a lot of other things going on. I'm even trying to transition the cats. Poor little things. I'm trying to be more trying to switch to a litter that is more bio-friendly and not as much weight. Anyway, everything's in transition here at my house. But if you click on that link, Government Lies, if you consider all of these lies that I have enumerated, the government lies. And the people who supposedly represent you in Congress really don't. They represent the corporations. As Clint has been very, very forward in telling us about this, particularly with his film, The Corporation Nation, which I first saw back in 2010. And I was so impressed with that film, that video. It was just fabulous, fabulous video. Anyway, we're going to a break. Feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and we're taking calls this first hour at 800-313-9443. And we have Chris in Las Vegas. Welcome, Chris.
Why, thank you so very, very much, Deanna. And let me first say that anytime that you think you're blubbering on there, you're sharing your most raw emotions with all of us out here. And we feel the love you feel for your daughter and the pain that so goes with it and the happiness that goes with it. So never feel like you're putting us off by expressing your emotions, because we all relate to it very, very closely, as we have trauma in our lives too. And we need to appreciate and accept it and know what we can change and what we can't. So we love you and we appreciate you out here.
Well, thank you. You know, it's so amazing. She never feels sorry for herself. She's not just sitting around her house feeling sorry for herself. She just has this great attitude. And
well,
I just am so appreciative of her.
You, Deanna.
Well,
you know,
I don't know.
You were mentioned. Let me transcend less emotion. You were talking about his observations about the lying of the police. And I have here in my hand a copy of the Investigator Anthology, subtitled A Compilation of Articles and Essays About the Read, or I think Read, Technique of Interviewing Investigation by Brian C. Jane and Joseph P. Buckley, from the Chicago activist Saul Alinskyite, Illinois area, I think where you're at. And it cites a case here on page 435 and the necessity for trickery and deceit in criminal interrogations, the legal overview, the 1969 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Frazier versus Cupp, C-U-P-P, implicitly acknowledged the necessity of using trickery and deceit during interrogation. The court upheld a murder confession obtained after the suspect was falsely told that he had his accomplice had made incriminating statements. And this, unfortunately, is the situation we find ourselves when we rely on the alleged trustworthiness of our so-called public servants, not knowing they're actually private foreign corporate mercenaries protecting the corporate interest and their own self-interest as opposed to the people that they purport to serve, and that they are a very devious lot, and they're being schooled in these Saul Alinskyite weaponized tactics of psycho-political warfare, of trying to trick people into giving evidence against themselves, thinking that if they talk to the nice policeman, FBI agent, or other agency actor, they will exonerate themselves and clear up the confusion, when really what they're looking for is some little snippet of something you say that they can twist into a false fact where they can presume to assume that you are the person they're looking for or the one they want to frame the blame on for the real crime that's likely somebody else committed, that they need a scapegoat to label the criminality on to protect the other more elite people or those that are part of their group that they're wanting to cover up the crime for being fixers, much like Mueller and Comey and many that we find in the so-called federal government, where they really are covering up the crime to protect the elites, and they generally find somebody like Trump the Chump or others that they can blame it on instead of somebody else that's more savvy and on their inside of their psycho-political warfare groups of left-wing extreme socialist, communist, and terrorist that we deal with on a day-in-day-out basis, unfortunately.
How true. And you brought up Comey, and I remember reading, I'm not sure which book it was, that Comey was the money launderer for the Clintons when they were running drugs through the MENA airport. And so it doesn't surprise me the role that he is playing now. And what is so obvious, and what should be so obvious to so many people, is the fact that we have a real quick break. We'll be right back. So stay over with me, Chris. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Deanna, and we're taking calls this hour at 800-313-9443. And I was mentioning about Comey and his activities, and during the break I was reading an article that that was written, probably in 2005, about Comey and Mueller, the FBI, and Attorney General Ashcraft, and Alberto R. Gonzalez, and some of the things that they were doing right after 9/11 to subjugate the American people, to be able to spy on them. And then, of course, I did mention that Comey was laundering money for the Clintons. So, anyway, you really have to look at these people and see what they're doing. And the fact that Clinton, Hillary did so many horrid things. She was supposedly in charge of the rumor that Russia was somehow influential in the last election. She was behind that. So, and why do we never hear about this on, well, we know why we don't hear about it on the regular news, is because they don't report on the truth.
Hmm. Interesting you should say that, Deanna. You know, Comey was also involved in the HSBI, the Hong Kong Savings Bank International fiasco, when they were accused of money laundering, drug and arms deal money from the Contras and so on and so forth.
Right.
And that was in New York where Loretta Lynch was the state attorney general, and they brought the case. They settled it with a stipulated non-prosecution agreement. I'm guessing there was probably quite a few millions that went under the table to buy their way out of that and to get that special settlement. So this history of being fixers and covering up crimes, extortion plots, using the Attorney General's office or the Secretary of State's office as an extortion operations and the Saul Alinsky model of professional criminal activity, racketeering, RICO, and extortion, shakedown of the, what should we say, the Mossad, La Cosa Nostra, these different groups of professional criminals have infiltrated our government and fairly seditiously undermined the whole government of the United States. And so now we have a government by criminals, oligarchs, or kleptocracy, I think is a more correct word term for it, government by criminals specifically. In fact, you were mentioning several different players there, Mueller and Ashcroft. Well, there's a case that's very intriguing I was reading this morning called Ashcroft, A-S-C-H-C-R-O-F-T, versus Iqbal, I-Q-B-A-L, at 129 Supreme Court, 1937, from 2009. And it had a rather storied array of judges on the panel, Scalia, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito. And basically, it had a Pakistani supposed Muslim, and they were all put on these watch lists, and they were just trying to color them in the broadest brush of criminality. And Mueller has had such a well-documented career, pattern, practice, and custom, some would observe, of using his considerable power and leverage that he had in his high office of so-called executive and prosecutorial discretion, because he was also on the Whitewater cover-up of the 911 case and the Sheikh Khalil Muhammad things. And so he's been involved in about everything. Like you said, back to Mena, Arkansas, with the Hillary Clinton gang covering up the stuff down there. This just is so infested with cancer, permeating all agencies of government and many foreign governments, in fact. So they're not only domestic terrorists, but they're, in fact, foreign terrorists of a global nature, much like George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers.
Right. Yeah. It is amazing when you actually look at what is going on, and when you look at history and combine all that, it's very incriminating.
I was listening to Tom Lacovara's show. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was last night, a replay. And they were listening to Lazaro. And this guy was just knocking down and citing the executive orders and the congressional acts of all this stuff having to do with this Rosatom 1, Uranium 1, the selling of America's and uranium resources to our foreign enemies to disable America and to empower our enemies to make it easier for them to take over America from without.
Right.
This is, I mean,
yes.
This disabling, it's so nefarious, so seditious, so treasonous that these people probably should be swinging from gallows from the highest trees, or maybe special gallows that are built around, or maybe even some of those great guillotines that the Department of Homeland Security has been amassing at different locations around America could put through some real viable, objective, effective use in returning law enforcement to America.
Yeah, public executions are very instrumental in alerting people what they cannot get away with. I think that would be great. Yeah.
If you looked at the immense numbers of red around the country in the last election, notwithstanding the stolen votes and the phony votes and vote early, vote off and stuff of all the migrants that were infiltrating that weren't qualified to cast votes that they had in the blue states, it was almost a complete red wash of the whole nation in the election. And I think those people would probably be ones that would cough up a few bucks to buy tickets to some of these public excoriation events, and thereby alleviate a significant portion of the so-called fabricated national debt.
Right. Interesting. Well, I always thank you for your information and your call and your kind thoughts, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate that.
You carry on and do a great show, Deanna. We love you out here. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. All righty, let's take Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly?
And good afternoon there, sweetheart. I had to kind of deal with being heartbroken, and I support and second and third everything that that Chris said, and I'd like to try to cheer things up and start out with maybe a high note and a little joke in between us here in California and Oregon. And I did hear that broadcast as well about the issues going on in Oregon. And all I can say is, if it's brown, flush it down, down with brown.
And
I remember standing up and saying that at, I got to go to the Liberty Tour in 2015 on the 3rd of July, and I got to meet, I got to hear Chris Ann Hall and the gentleman, I think Scott Peterson, talking about the exposure of the shell corporations, and that was a wonderful eye-opener and a great opportunity to meet folks that thought alike, and I even met a couple of people that hand-wrote Ron Paul's name in for president back in 2012.
Yes.
You know, and probably in 2008 as well. And
right.
I'm grateful for your show, and I really appreciate the wisdom and the knowledge that you share, that your guests present. And I really appreciate the callers, and I just look forward to someday getting out there and having a barbecue with Chris and the Bundys, and there's a gentleman named Jeff that calls in with these wonderful...
All right, Jeff from Idaho.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to be like those guys when I grow up and be able to cover that much of the waterfront and... you know, just be supportive to our people and encourage folks to get out and vote and maybe be trained as a poll watcher and an observer. Get on your county grand jury. Let's have the grand jury reawakening, and let's really serve our people in the best way possible and keep this thing going.
Right. There are more of us than there are of them. And sometimes we feel very discouraged because we don't see things changing as rapidly as we would like. But things are changing. People are becoming more aware of what is going on. And people's circumstances. If you look at people who have lost their homes and are living in cars and in tent cities, which you never hear about on the news. But that is happening, and that certainly should make them absolutely ask, what is happening here in America, the land of opportunity, when you have, well, you have illegals who are coming in and taking jobs, supposedly, that Americans will not do, and getting the social, the economic assistance. What the heck is going on? What the heck is going on in America? You can't help but wonder.
How did we get here?
Yes. Why does it cost so much for a student to get an education that they're in debt for the rest of their lives with $40,000 or $50,000 that they have to pay back? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or a couple hundred thousand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so my suggestion is, I thought I had overheard you talking about maybe litter or something, and I want to go back to that.
Oh, okay.
I've been the wood stove pellets. They're either, they're made of some sort of wood.
Pine?
And
pine.
Usually you burn them in the wood stove, and that's the greatest, most reasonable cat litter that I've discovered in my 54 years.
Yes, and, it's a pine litter? That's what I got.
Well, instead, yeah, but that stuff's more expensive than a steak, and so if you get a giant 40-pound bag of the wood stove pellets, they're about $5 to $7, depending upon where you live, and that will last a long time for the kitty litter. What do you say, kitty?
Okay.
Yeah, she gave a little grumble on cue.
Okay.
And she loves Chris's voice, and she really likes your voice, and she's cruising around the phone right now and says hello. And
that's so nice.
And I think it's a great opportunity that might be overlooked for people that are interested in getting a professional degree as a naturopath, as a chiropractor, as, you know, any sort of these positions where it's super critical to have a visionary and dynamic professor or two or all of them, and that we can't really teach something until we know it. And so to get in those teaching assistant positions, and you meet all these, you know, brilliant kids that are like, man, I can't wait to get out of high school so I can really learn stuff, you know, in there with you at the junior and community colleges, learning all the chemistry and the physics and actually helping, you know, the adults. And I even remember graduating. There was a 10-year-old young Eastern Indian boy graduating and an 80-something year-old grandma that was actually in one of my public speech classes. That's what kind of brought me out of the shell here. It started with those motivating, good professors in the real institutions. And I just got a little flyer from the, looks like the school board, or I'm sorry, superintendent, chief learning officer of the Tahoe-Truckee Unified School District. And so I suggested that they bring back automotive technology, like auto shop.
Yes!
You know, and blacksmithing, because the real men that went to high school back in the day got to take blacksmithing classes and make all kinds of cool things, you know?
Or auto shop. Yes.
Yeah, like, I couldn't get into auto shop as a girl, you know? I got to practice with the Little League, but I couldn't play in the games. And I got to help my dad turbocharge Pinto when I was 8 years old. And that was the coolest thing. And so I was like, okay. But, you know, like welding and wood shop and metal shop and anybody that's capable of passing, you know, the safety certifications should be able to participate in those things. And then, you know, we won't have all this gender confusion.
Right. And also, I remember that they offered cooking classes for females. And now I note that on TV8 there's some ads about, I'm not sure the names of the companies, that prepare these, all the ingredients, and give you a recipe and send you the ingredients. And I'm thinking, what's this? Just look in a cookbook.
They're losing their essential dumbing down. That's like when the belt comes attached to with the pants.
Yes. What
ridiculous.
Is that all about? Look
and
in a cookbook. Go to the store.
Yeah, yeah. And the farmer's market, and go to the farm.
Yes.
You know? Like in Minnesota, they've got the ladies have like a beauty parlor on the farm. You know, there's a farm store. There's like, you know, a
right.
reason to go your neighbors and have a chat.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we should be reaching out to our neighbors. I have been doing that more recently. I'm kind of an introvert, isolationist kind of a person. But in the last, since first of the year, I've been reaching out to my neighbors more. I go out of my way to say hello. I'm happy. It's been a wonderful experience. Okay, we'll be right back. If you'd like to stay over, we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Okay, be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And we have on phone Dr. Kelly in California. And we've got about 3 minutes in this first hour. Did you have some other things you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank all those wonderful moms and grandmothers and great-grandmas and all of our elders for their wonderful job in rearing us, to the best of their ability and knowledge. And I wish all the moms a blessed day every single day. And I thank God for blessing us with children and nephews and nieces and aunties and uncles, and just Thank you much for all the work that you're doing, and you have a super blessed day tomorrow, all right?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and yes, thank goodness for all the mothers who did what they could to make us the people that we are, and for the daughters who make us the people that we are.
Yeah. God bless you, and I've kept you in my prayers, and I would just ask God to strengthen you and touch you and raise you up in a mighty way, and I'll be in touch again soon, and thank you much.
Thank you. Take care. All righty. Well, it's been, thank you for the callers, and thank you for the people in the chat room who have contributed to the program by giving links and making comments that are relevant to what we've been talking about. It's wonderful. People are wonderful. People can be wonderful. And there are a lot of great people out there who make life really what it is, who give and share their knowledge and their love and appreciation. And I'm grateful for that. Grateful for, we were talking about neighbors in the chat room. Grateful for neighbors who are so supportive. And reach out to those neighbors. I've, as I mentioned before, I've always been kind of an introvert. And, that's really not a good thing to do. You ought to reach out to others and to support them. And it's, like I say, it's been a transition period for me recently. And it's been difficult, but it's also been very enlightening. And I really appreciate the people in my life. And so, anyway, we're at the top of the hour, and our next guest is going to be somebody, Hugh Turley, who is going to be talking about the martyrdom of Thomas Merton, who lived from 1915 to 1968. So, we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.